ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We'll just read a verse from Bhagavad Gita this evening.
Which chapter?
Fourth chapter.
今天我们呢阅读《博伽梵歌》.
Text 22.
第四章的第22节诗.
Should we do the Sanskrit?
Yeah.
Yes? Like regular class. Yadricha.
Yadricha.
Labha.
Labha.
Santushta.
Santushta.
Dvandva.
Dvandva.
Atita.
Atita.
Vimatsara.
Vimatsara.
Samaha.
Samaha
Siddhau
Siddhau
Asiddhau
Asiddhau
Cha
Cha
Kritva
Kritva
Api
Api
Na
Na
Nibhadyate
Nibhadyate
Yadrichcha Labha Santushto
Yadrichcha
Labha Santushto
Yadrischa labha santusto
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Samasiddha visadhu Excuse me Samasiddha vasiddhau cha
Samasiddha
vasiddhau
cha Samasiddha vasiddhau cha
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Yadrichcha labha santushto
Yadrichcha labha santushto
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Samasiddhava siddhau cha
Samasiddhava siddhau cha
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Yadrichcha labha santushto
Yadrichcha labha santushto
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Samasiddhava siddhau cha
Samasiddhava siddhau cha
Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Kritvapi na nibhadyate Yadrichcha labha santushto Dvandvatito vimatsaraha Samasiddha vasiddhau cha Kritvapi na nibhadyate
Yadrichcha labha santushto
Dvandvatito vimatsaraha
Samasiddhava
Yadrija Labasantusto.
Yadrija Labasantusto.
Dvam Dva Vitito Vivma Saraha.
Dvavatito Vivma Saraha.
Samasita Asito Ja.
Samasita Asito Ja.
Great Vapina Nibadyate.
Ve ba bi na ni ba
ya te. Chờ tao. Chờ tao. Ya tri cha la
ba tri cha la ba san tu so.
Da ba ta ba ti to bi ta sa ra ha.
Sa ba ti to bi ta sa ra ha.
Yadri chala basantusto.
Yadri chala basantusto.
Dvandva tito vimatsaraha.
Dvandva tito vimatsaraha.
Samasita vasito cha.
Samasita vasito cha.
Kretva pina nipadyate.
Kretva pina nipadyate.
Yadri chala basantusto.
Yadri chala basantusto.
Vandva tito vimasaraha.
Vandva tito vimasaraha. Samasita vasito cha.
Kretva pina nipadyate.
Kretva pina nipadyate.
Yadrichcha.
Yadrichcha.
English? Out of its own accord.
Out of its own accord. 自动到来.
自动到来.
Labha.
Labha.
With gain.
With gain. 好处.
好处.
Santushta.
Santushta.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. 满足于.
满足于.
Dvandva.
Dvandva.
Duality.
Duality. 相对性.
相对性.
Atita.
Atita.
Surpassed.
Surpassed. 超越.
超越.
Vimatsaraha.
Vimatsaraha.
Free from envy.
Free from envy. 没有嫉妒.
没有嫉妒.
Sama.
Sama.
Steady.
Steady. 稳定.
稳定.
Siddhau.
Siddhau.
In success.
In success. 成功.
成功.
Asiddhau.
Asiddhau.
Failure.
Failure, 失败.
失败.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also. 和.
和.
Kritva.
Kritva.
Doing.
Doing. 正在做.
正在做.
Api.
Api.
Although.
Although. 虽然.
虽然.
Na.
Na.
Never.
Never. 永不.
永不.
Nibadyate.
Nibadyate.
Becomes affected.
Become affected. 受影响.
受影响.
Translation. he who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions.
译文：谁不满足于自动到来的好处，摆脱了相对性，不嫉妒，平静地对待成功与失败， 谁就虽然活动，却永不受束缚。
Purport. A Krishna conscious person does not make much endeavor even to maintain his body. He is satisfied with gains which are obtained of their own accord. He neither begs nor borrows, but he labors honestly as far as in his power and is satisfied with whatever is obtained by his own honest labor. He is therefore independent in his livelihood. He does not allow anyone's service to hamper his own service in Krishna consciousness. However, for the service of the Lord, he can participate in any kind of action without being disturbed by the duality of the material world. The duality of the material world is felt in terms of heat and cold, or misery and happiness. A Krishna conscious person is above duality because he does not hesitate to act in any way for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, he is steady both in success and in failure. These signs are visible when one is fully in transcendental knowledge.
要知，有 Krishna 意识的人，甚至不会费心去维护自己的躯体。他满足于自动到来的好处，他既不乞讨，也不借贷，而是尽自己的力量，勤奋的工作，满足于用自己诚实的劳动换来的收获。他自食其力，他把怀着 Krishna 意识为至尊主做奉爱服务当作头等大事，不从事任何妨碍自己为至尊主做奉爱服务的活动。在为至尊主服务时，他能不受物质世界相对性的干扰而从事任何一项活动。物质世界的相对性可以从冷热、苦乐等现象中体会到。有 Krishna 意识的人能超越相对性，他因为是为满足 Krishna 而毫不迟疑地以任何方式行事，所以能对成败泰然处之。人们在完全具有超然知识的人身上可以看到这些表现。
Om Agyana Tivarandasya Kinanjana Sarataya Chakshu Unminitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Ukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Nangayate Garim Yakripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurandina Tanana Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pucharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pasta Chade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I just picked any verse. This is not a particular verse.
我只是随意挑了一节诗，没有特殊的去做什么挑选。
That I've been, I thought that I had to read tonight.
哦，我想我反正今天要读，今天晚上要读。
Sometimes I like.Just picking a verse and finding out what comes out.
嗯，有的时候我特别喜欢就是随意的，就是剪出一节诗来，然后看看有什么会呈现出来。
As I was reading the commentary to this verse, I was thinking of something I'm going to share.
那么在我们阅读这个帕帕德的要旨的时候，心中就浮现出了一些内容，我想要跟大家分享。
Actually, both the verse and the commentary.
啊，实际上就是这节诗还有要旨，我都有一些想要大家跟大家分享。
The verse describes the symptoms of a person who is not attached to the fruits of work.
那么呢，这一节诗里头就在讲那个人他不去依恋物质的活动的结果。
Generally, that's a rare soul.Generally, this verse is speaking about a rare soul. rare soul.
Rare, OK， 罕见的灵魂，就是一般的情况下，这个诗文都在谈的是罕见的灵魂。
Generally, if we hear these descriptions of a Krishna conscious person, we may look within ourselves and think, "I'd like to be like that."
有的时候当我们在读这些经文描述有就是有 Krishna 意识的人的那种特征的时候，我们就会想说，哎，我真想成为这样的人。
Of course, somebody may look at that and say, "I don't want to have anything to do with."
但是也有人读完了就说，我可是跟这个最好没有关系。
The not work for fruit and results.
啊，工作了半天，然后不计后果。
To not make any endeavor to maintain the body.
啊，什么这个不为了维护身体而做任何的努力。
To neither beg nor borrow.
啊，又不祈祷，又不借贷。
A lot of to be completely transcendental to dualities.
啊，完全的超越于相对性。
These descriptions here are actually, as we said.Descriptions of somebody whose consciousness is elevated.
那就像我刚才说的似的，这节诗里所描述的那种人，实际上他的意识状态是非常超然的、超越的那种状态。
And somebody who is in an elevated state of consciousness is described as self-satisfied.
那么，如果一个人的意识层次特别的高的话，那么经典就描述这种人，他是。自我的内在就已经感到满足了的。
A self-satisfied person is somebody who doesn't hanker after anything.
那么内在已经感到满足的人，他不会去追逐任何东西。
Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma." Prasannatma means self-satisfied.
那么在这个薄伽梵歌里头，另外一个地方就在说这个 Prasannatma， 就是指
Prasannatma。
Prasannatma。就是指的就是内在自我感到满足了。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma means when a person becomes Brahma Bhuta, person self-satisfied.
啊，那所以刚才这节诗说的就是当一个人当他的内在感到了自我是一种满足的状态了。
In that state of consciousness, he neither hankers for anything, neither he laments for anything.
那种人就是说他既不会去追逐什么也不会为失去什么而感到悲伤。
Doesn't hanker for anything he doesn't have.
啊，他不会去追逐他没有的东西。
And when he gets something he didn't want, he doesn't lament.
那么he.
And when he gets something that he did not want, he does not lament.
If he doesn't want.
If he gets something, like a disease,
OK, understand. 那如果他就是遭遇到了什么他不喜欢的事情的时候，他也不会感到悲伤。
In that state, Bhagavad Gita says he can begin his devotional service.
那薄伽梵歌里就说了，如果他达到了这样的一种状态的话，他就可以开始做奉爱服务了。
Because he's transcendental to the dualities of this world.
因为他完全超越了这种相对性。
So, self-satisfied person is somebody who finds satisfaction in the self.
那么说那种所谓自我满足了的人，是他在他的内在找到了让他满足的内容。
But to find satisfaction in the self,requires that one has to know what is the self.
那如果一个人说是对自我满足了的话，他必须先要知道什么是自我。
And the duality of this world is based on the identification, false identification of the self with this material body.
而相对性的产生就是因为我们把自我跟物质的外在看到的一切所认同了，才会产生相对性。
Soon as we identify with the body, then we have to think in terms of duality.
我们一旦跟我们的这个物质躯体认同了的话，我们开始想问题，就是在相对性的层面上。
Oh, this is good.
这个是好的。
Oh, tastes terrible.
哦，这个这，嗯，这个味道难闻难吃死了。
The weather is very nice today.
啊，今天的那个天气真的挺好的。
Oh, it's raining. Oh, it's raining all day long. It's terrible.
哦，现今天又下雨了，下了一整天呢，太烦了，可怕。
Oh, you are a good friend of mine.
哦，你是我的好朋友。
Whenever I need something, you're always there to do something for me.
啊，我不管需要什么，你好像总是在那里，然后可以给我帮助。
Oh, but this person is terrible.
哦，那个人真的是太恐怖了。
We could think of so many different situations of good and bad.
所以说我们在各种各样的情况下，我们就都会就是开始有那种好坏的分辨。
We've come to accept that these dualities are just simply symptoms of life.
所以呢，我们就是被受制约于，就是说认为这些个相对性就是这个生命的一个表征而已。
In fact, in the Srimad Bhagavatam,
事实上呢，在圣典博迦瓦坛当中
is a verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj.
Prahlad Maharaj 记载着 Prahlad Maharaj 说的一节诗。
And as we know, Prahlad Maharaj was a five-year-old boy, but very elevated in consciousness.
我们大家都知道 Prahlad Maharaj 虽然只有五岁，但是他的意识层次非常的高。
And he was telling his young friends.
他告诉他的这些个小朋友们
that in the material world, every materialistic person is endeavoring for happiness, and he's trying to avoid distress.
他就跟他的小伙伴们就说了，在这个物质世界里头的所有的人，实际上都在努力的追寻快乐，避免痛苦。
Actually, in the material world, everyone is trying to have happiness.And therefore, he is acting accordingly.
而人们呢，都是根据这样的一个状态去活动的。
Actually, one cannot be happy as long as he endeavors for happiness.
事实上呢，实际上，如果一个人去努力的追寻快乐的话，他是不可能快乐的。
Because as soon as he begins all his endeavors for happiness, he creates all his conditions for suffering.
事实上一个人如果他尽他的各种各样的努力全力去追寻快乐的话，他一边在追寻，一边就在给自己创造很多很多让他痛苦的状态了。
Now that sounds like a very pessimistic view on the world.
这个就是听起来的话是在这个世上是非常消极的一种看问题的方式。
That as soon as one begins to make an endeavor for happiness, he's creating his own suffering.
什么说？一旦一个人开始追寻快乐，然后努力的去做各种各样的努力的话，他实际上是在制造痛苦了。
What should we do about that?
我们怎么面对这个？我们该做什么呀？
How to live if we can't even think of our own happiness?
如果我们连就是想让自己快乐都不能想的话，我们还活着怎么还活着干嘛呢？
The symptom of life is to want to be happy.
而这个生命的这种征象就是想要快乐呀。
Isn't it true?
这是不是这不就这样吗？事实就是这样吗？
Does anybody wake up in the morning and think I want to make plans to suffer today?
有没有人说就是每一天早上一起来就是想 OK, 我今天要制定一个计划让我自己痛苦。
Naturally nobody makes plans to suffer today.
没有人是这样就是说给自己制定一个计划让自己痛苦。
Generally when we wake up in the morning and we get enoughability to be able to focus on what we're doing on that particular day.
一般的情况下，当我们早上一起来的时候，我们慢慢就觉得 OK, 有了足够的能力，今天我该做什么事情。
We think about what we have to do on that day.
然后我们就想说，今天我们该做什么呢？
And then to motivate us to do what we have to do that day, then we have to put it in perspective.
那么在我们为了能够激发我们能够去做要做的事情的时候，我们必须要有一些动机。
I have to do this, but I'll do it because I know by doing it I'll get something that'll make me happy.
哈，那个动机就是什么呢？就是说，好，反正我必须得做这件事儿，我必须得做，我要做的话，就是努力了以后，我就可以快乐了。让我
，or maybe that I'll do something to make somebody else happy, but and by making somebody else happy, I'll be happy.
或者说我今天不得不做的这件事情，我是让另外的人快乐，让他快乐了以后，就可以我就可以快乐了。到时候
，there's a lot of times we have to do things in the morning that.We have to do things during the day that are not directly for our own happiness, but to please somebody else.
实际上很多的时间，我们每天要做的事情，并不是能够使自己直接的快乐。我们得是让人家先高兴了。
So it's very natural to think about how to become happy, satisfied.
所以一个人就说想怎么能够让自己快乐，让自己满足，这是很自然的事情。
Yet the Bhagavad Gita says, and Prahlad Maharaj says, don't think of your own happiness.
啊，但是呢，在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里头，帕拉德王却说，别去想你自己的快乐。
Material world, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, in the material world, every materialist is endeavoring for happiness.
啊，他说，在这个物质的这种世界里头环境下，每一个人实际上都在努力的让自己快乐。
He's trying to avoid distress.
都在努力的去回避痛苦。
But as soon as you endeavor for happiness, you're creating all your distress.
但是呢，一旦你开始朝着想让你自己快乐的方向去努力的话，你就在给自己制造痛苦的处境了。
Of course, to explain all that about how we're creating our own distress is very detailed explanation.
那当然了。究竟怎么是最后是在给自己制造痛苦，有很详细的解说。
But before we discuss those details, I'd like to refer to a verse that comes just a little bit before these verses in Bhagavad Gita.
那在我就是做这种怎么在寻找痛苦的过程当中给自己制造痛苦的这种做详细的解释之前，我先想要就今天的这节诗前面的内容再去做一些分享。
And this verse was spoken by Krishna, because Bhagavad Gita is the word spoken by Krishna.
那么这节诗呢是 Krishna 说的，因为 Bhagavad Gita 是 Krishna 说的话。
And Krishna says, "Namam karmani limpanti name kama palespiha." It is, maybe four or five verses before.
Oh, okay. So you translate.
Namam karmani limpanti name kama itimam yobijanati kama bir nasa badyate.Right, 17 maybe. The mam karmani limpanti. No? 16? 18? Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
18? Okay. 18. Did you find it?
18, you
said. Na mam karmani limpanti. Na me kama pale spiha. Iti mam yo bijanati.Kama bhir na sabhadyate. Should I look for it?
Yeah.
Or should I just say it and you'll just translate
just
it?
Just say
okay,
it.
I'll just say it. Krishna says, there's no work that affects me.
14.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait,
yes.
Sorry. bad memory.
我不受任何活动的影响。
Nor do I aspire for the fruits of action.
也不追求活动的结果。
One who knows this truth about me also does not become entangled in the reactions of work.
了解关于我这一真理的人，不再受活动报应的束缚。
We'll try to keep just staying in one place. So Krishna is saying, I don't get any reactions.
Krishna 实际上他就在说，我没有什么那种最后活动的反应，我不会得到这个。
I can do anything and there's no reactions for anything I do.
我可以在这个世界里，我可以做任何事情，但是没有报应。
Nor do I make any efforts for my own endeavor for my own happiness as well.
而且其实我也从来不为了自己的快乐而去努力。
He says, anyone who knows this truth about me also will not become entangled in reactions to work.
那么他就说了，了解关于我这一真理的人呢，他们也不再受活动报应的束缚。
Now, And then he starts talking about how to become freed from entangled in work.
然后接下来他就开始谈如何我们摆脱活动所带来的束缚。
How to avoid distress.
我们怎么能够避免让自己真正痛苦。
How to avoid the consequences of fruitive work.
我们怎么能够避免就是说这种活动功利性活动的结果。
How to become freed from the reactions of karma.
我们怎么能够摆脱业报。
Which is very stringent laws of nature.
啊，然后就谈到了这个大自然的法律。
So Krishna begins to explain that by explaining a little bit about himself.
那么 Krishna 在谈所有刚才说的那一切之前，他先介绍一下自己。
And he says that I don't work, nor do I aspire for the fruits of work.
啊，他说我呢不从事任何活动，我也不去追求活动的结果。
Now.There is a difference between Krishna and the living being.
那么实际上在 Krishna 和个体灵魂之间是有区别的。
Most of us have this experience that we have to do something.
我们绝大多数人都有这样的体会，就是一个人总得做点什么事情。
If we don't do something, there'll be consequences.
如果我们什么都不做的话，就会有一个后果了。
If, for instance, if we don't work,There'll be no income.
那如果我们不工作的话，不就没有收入了吗？
There's consequences.
这个是不是就是一个结果呀？
Krishna's saying I don't work.
但是 Krishna 却说我不工作。
But there's no consequences for me.
因此我没有什么结果可言。
Right. But if we don't work, if we think, oh, I don't work either.
那我们跟他的区别就是，如果我们也想说，哈，那我也不工作了。
I won't do anything.
我什么都不做。
But if we don't.Do anything, there's consequences.
那如果我们什么都不做的话，就我们就要承担后果了。
What are the consequences?
那这个后果是什么呢？
Well, generally the consequences are there'll be no maintenance.
啊，那么那个后果就是我们没有办法养活自己了，是吧？
There'll be no place to live.
啊，我们就没有地方可以住了。
There may be no food.
也没有食物可以吃了。
Of course, there are a lot of people who don't work.
那当然了，有很多人他们不工作。
But they become dependent on others.
那他们就变得是依赖其他人。
So, but Krishna is saying, if I don't work, there are no consequences. I have everything I want.
但是 Krishna 说我要是不工作的话没有任何这种不好的后果我有我所有的我想要的一切我都有
But if we make no effort whatsoever we don't have everything we want
但是如果我们自己不去为了自己的生活努力的话我们不可能得到我们想要的一切
Generally most people who live like that are not very self-satisfied
啊，一般的情况下那种什么都不做的人他自己的内在也没有满足的感觉
SoWhen Krishna says, I don't get any consequences,
当 Krishna 说我不得到任何的结果
it means because he doesn't have to work.
那意味着说他不需要去工作
And there are no reactions whatsoever.
而且对他来说也没有什么不好的永远都不会有什么不好的后果
But if we try to imitate that,
但是如果我们试图想要效仿他的话
There would be many consequences
我们就会遭受很多不良的后果
When I speak about this verse I oftentimes use a simple example
每当我说起这节诗的时候我经常会举一个简单的例子
That Krishna says that there's nothing I have to do
Krishna 说没有什么需要我做的
If we had nothing we had to do What would we do?
那么如果我们处在一种没任何事情需要我们去做的话我们会做什么呢
Krishna there's nothing he has to do
Krishna 他是那种他不需要他做任何事情
doesn't have to work
他不需要去工作
of course he's a cowherd boy
当然了他是一个牧牛童
we can talk a little bit about that
啊，一会儿我们可以谈谈这个问题
but that's beyond the topic of discussion right now
但是这个内容是超出我们现在谈的内容
But if we didn't have anything we had to do, what would we do?
啊，但是我们想一想，我们自己如果 没有任何事情就是需要我们不得不去做的话，我们会做什么呢？
What would you do?
我们会做什么？ Do something we like.
Do something you like to do. Yes.
Yeah. 回答就是那就做一些自己喜欢做的事儿就好了呗。
Do any of you keep lists of things that you'd like to do?
大家有谁有一个这个自己的一个单子清单，就是说我喜欢做的事情是什么？
Like, if I didn't have to work, I could do this, and when I get a day off, I'd like to do this.
就是说我如果不需要非得去做什么的话，我就会做这个了。如果今天我放假了的话，我就会做这个了。
When I get my vacation, I'd like to do this.
如果我这个有这个度假的话，我就想要做这些事情了。
Right? Everyone has their list of things they'd like to do.
每个人都有自己的一个单子，说他喜欢做什么事情。
Now imagine if there was nothing you had to do.
啊，你们就想象一下，你没有什么必须要让你做的的话。
If somebody told you there's nothing you have to do.There'll be no consequences. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything.
啊，如果有人跟你说不用担心，你什么都不需要做啊，不会有任何后果的，我会照顾你所有的一切。
Sounds good. I better be careful. Jonathan's really starting to.
他说我得小心点。
Get into this mood.
达德瓦开始真的进入这种状态了。
Then we start thinking about how to enjoy like Krishna enjoys.
啊
？Then we'll start thinking how to enjoy like Krishna enjoys.
那他说我们就会去想那个我们想要去享受 Krishna 享受的那些了。
But the thing what Krishna says is that I don't have to work. I simply enjoy. I simply do what I want to do.
但是 Krishna 他说什么呢？他说我不需要去工作，我只是每天在享受。我呢，总是在做我喜欢做的事情。
And anyone who knows that truth about me will not become entangled in their work.
而任何人了解这个真相的话，他就不再会受这个世界的束缚了。
Now that's a very, very important point.
这是
Just to know that means that that will protect us from becoming entangled in our work.
他说这一点是非常重要的。如果我们能够了解这个真相的话，就会让我们不再受那个束缚了。光是了解就已经保护我们不受束缚了。
What Krishna is saying is, I simply enjoy.
Krishna 说，我实际上天天就是在享受。
That's all I do.
我所做的就是这点事儿。
He's Purusha, Padma Purusha. He's the supreme enjoyer.
他是 Padma Purusha, 他是至尊的享乐者。
As Padma Purusha means that everything he does is for his enjoyment.
Padma Purusha 的意思就是说，他所做的一切都是为了他的高兴享乐。
And somebody may think, why does he get to do that and not me?
那然后有人可能就想说了，为什么是他是能这个样子，我就不能是这个样子
？Why is it that he can enjoy and I struggle so hard to enjoy and it's so difficult？
啊，为什么他能够去享乐，然后我要是享乐，想要享乐一点点的话，我得那么的苦苦的挣扎才能够得到
？Wait a minute.There was something here in this purport. I just want to find it here. That he's not envious. A Krishna conscious person is not envious. Wait, wasn't it? Didn't we just read that?
You mean 14?
No, yeah, in 22.
Oh, 22.
In 22.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's not here. I thought for sure there was. No?Oh, yes, it's the verse itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, he who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy.
所以呢，刚才我们读的这个22节诗这就说了，谁满足于自动到来的好处，摆脱了相对性，不嫉妒，平静地对待成功与失败。最后一句话。
So what Krishna is saying is that a Krishna conscious person is not envious.Of the fact that Krishna simply enjoys.
实际上 Krishna 在这里说什么呢？ Krishna 在说的是那些个具有 Krishna 意识的人，他们不嫉妒。Krishna 是至尊的享乐者，不需要做事就可以享乐，他们不嫉妒。
Soon as we think, why does he get to enjoy without having to do anything, and I can't?
人一旦开始去想说，凭什么他就是不需要做任何事情，只是享乐，而我却不能。
But the thing is that what does Krishna enjoy?
问题就在这儿了。那 Krishna 在享受什么呢？
Is Krishna some kind of like a big business magnate who collects all these workers and puts them to work hard labor? And
Krishna 是那种就是像那种做那个大型企业的人，把很多很多的劳工给那个招来，然后就是剥削他们的劳动。
And he cracks a whip on everybody and says, okay, produce the fruits and give it all to me.
啊，然后他们就是拿着这个棍棒驱赶着他们去工作，说努力的工作，然后把所有的结果都给我。
I'll give you a little something to maintain yourself.
然后我只给你一点点什么，最后给你一点点报酬，让你去维持你的生活。
Give you some air to breathe, some water to drink.
啊，让你能够就是继续能够呼吸，然后有一些水可以喝。
Just keep on working and offering all the fruits to me.
啊，你努去继续工作，继续工作，然后把所有的结果都让我拿走。
So that I can enjoy.
啊，这样的话我就可以享受。
The more fruits you offer to me, the more I'm enjoying.
啊，你越是把你的工作的成果给我了的话，
work,
我就能享那么
work,
享受那么多。
Work, work.
工作，工作，
no,
工作。
No vacation.
没有度假。
Produce more.
啊，继续生产。
And give everything to me.
啊，把所有的一切都给我。
Is that what Krishna enjoys?
这是 Krishna 享受的状态吗？
Is that when he says that he's enjoying? Is that what he's saying that he's enjoying? Watch everybody suffer.
他说他在享受，难道他是在享受看到所有的人痛苦吗？
Krishna says, one who knows the truth about me doesn't become entangled in work.
Krishna 说任何一个了解我的真相的人再也不受活动的束缚。
What is the truth about Krishna?
那 Krishna 他的实际情况是什么呢？
That Krishna enjoys, but his enjoyment has nothing to do with this material world.
实际上是 Krishna 享乐，但是他的享受跟这个物质世界没有任何关系。
His enjoyment has nothing to do with the ingredients of this material world.
他的那种享受跟这个物质世界里面的所有的那些个 ingredient 哈原材料是没关系的。
His enjoyment has nothing to do with the offering that we give him.
啊，他的享乐跟我们给予他的供奉的什么没什么关系。
Krishna says, "You can offer me a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water."
Krishna 就说了，你只要给我一点点水，一片叶子，一个水果，一些花。
But if you offer it with love, that's what I enjoy.
你如果，但是如果你是怀着爱给我供奉的话，那个是我享受的。
It's not the leaf, the flower.
实际上，我真正享受的并不是什么那个叶子、那朵花、那个水果。
It's the love.
我享受的是爱。
What does Krishna enjoy?
Krishna 享受的是什么呢？
If he has nothing he has to do and he only enjoys, what does he enjoy doing?
如果他没有什么事他必须要做的事情，但是呢他却在享受，那他享受的是什么？
What does he enjoy doing? Can anybody tell me?
Love. Love exchange. Love exchange.
Loving exchange.
爱的交流，我说。
But who does he have those loving exchanges with?
With his pure devotee.
Well, come on, come on, come on. Let them talk.
Oh, okay. Stop.
Who does he have those loving exchanges with?
他享受的那个爱的交流是跟谁在享受爱的交流？ Devotees.
Devotees, yes, but I'm looking for a little more.
Someone said, with person who loves him.
Ah, thank you. That's exactly the answer I wanted.
谢谢，这个就是我想要的答案。
He has loving exchanges with those who love him.
嗯，他实际上是跟那些个爱他的人进行爱的交流。
It's natural.
这是很自然的。
Isn't it? It's just very natural to reciprocate with those who have love.
嗯，他说这是很自然的事情。我们是跟有爱的人在进行交流。
And those who have no love, then Krishna says, "Okay, you don't want me, then you must want something else."
好，那对于那些个不爱他的人，他就说 ，Okay, 反正你不爱我，那肯定你要爱你要的是别的东西。
But everything else that exists is coming from me.
但是所有存在的一切都是从我这儿来的。
So do you want everything else that comes from me, or do you want me?
啊，所以呢，你是要那些个从我这儿来的东西，还是要我
？So, therefore, those who love Krishna, they want a relationship with Krishna.
啊，所以呢，那些个想要爱 Krishna 的人，他们要的是跟 Krishna 有一个爱的交流。
Therefore, Krishna says, those who know this truth about me.They don't become entangled in any reactions to work.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就说了，那些个了解我这一真相的人，他们不会受这个物质世界的束缚。
Those who know how Krishna enjoys.
啊，那些个知道 Krishna 是怎么在享乐的人。
And how to give Krishna pleasure.
啊，那些个知道怎么能够让 Krishna 高兴的人。
They are in, although they are in this world.
那些人虽然在这个世界里
they are not attached to this world.
他们对这个世界没有任何的依恋
Therefore, they can be equal in both happiness and distress.
啊，所以呢，他们对于这个什么苦乐，他是完全是平等看待的
They accept whatever comes of its own accord.
啊，他们接受所有的一切，就是到来的，知道有它的原因
And if it doesn't come, they don't endeavor for it.
Oh, 如果就是他们接受所有自动到来的一切，但是如果那些东西不来的话，那也无所谓。
Because they don't endeavor for themselves.
因为他们不是在为自己在努力。
It's not that they simply become inactive and don't do anything.
这个实际上并不是说我们就从此以后什么都不做了。
But they've understood that the symptom of life is to love.
这些人他们明白生命的真相就是爱
And one learns that the symptom of life is to love One learns that the best offering of love is to Krishna
那么了解生命的真相就是爱的人他们也能够了解那个爱的对象把爱所给予的那个人就是 Krishna
And because Krishna is the origin of all living beings.
而 Krishna, 他是所有众生的源头。
The seed-giving father of all living entities.
他是众生的，就是播种的父亲。
He's the super soul in the heart of all living beings.
他是众生心中的超灵。
He's eternal, and the living beings are eternal.
他是永恒的，生物也是永恒的。
Therefore, Krishna reciprocates with love.
所以 Krishna 他是跟这些众生在进行爱的这种交流的回应。
And the devotee experiences self-satisfaction.
而奉献者们他们感受到内心的自我满足。
He learns how to become satisfied with whatever comes of its own accord.
他们就是学习接受。所有一切自动到来的。
Because the symptom of love is that he's doing it because he wants to offer it to Krishna.
因为就是他所做的一切，他就是为了给献给 Krishna.
That is how one works in Krishna consciousness.
这个就是一个人，就是怀着 Krishna 意识的人，他怎么样的在活动。
Now, as we said in the beginning, that Krishna consciousness is a rare.State of consciousness, that's not something that's so easily achieved.
就像我一开始说的 ，Krishna 意识实际上是非常非常崇高的意识状态，不是那么随随便便就能够得到。
But still, when we read Bhagavad Gita, we see that practically on every page there are descriptions or characteristics of persons who are in Krishna consciousness.
但是呢，我们在阅读《博伽梵歌》的时候，我们基本上看到，基本上每一页都在描述具有 Krishna 意识的人，他们是有什么样的特征。
Even here, in this verse we read today.
啊，哪怕是我们今天所读的这节诗。
Three times.
三次。
A Krishna conscious person does not make much endeavor to maintain his body.
啊，就说有 Krishna 意识的人不会费心去维护自己的躯体。
A Krishna conscious person is above duality. Further down.
啊，这个具有 Krishna 意识的人，他们呢是超越相对性的。
Because he does not hesitate to act in any way for the satisfaction of Krishna.
因为这种人，只要是能够让 Krishna 满意的，他们都会去做，他们不会有任何的，就是犹豫。
These signs are visible when one is fully in transcendental knowledge.
啊，那么怎么才能够？只有当一个人完全是处在超然的意识状态的时候，你才能够看到这个人的这种表现。
We read about these Krishna conscious persons practically on every page of Bhagavad Gita.
所以实际上我们在《博伽梵歌》里头，我们基本上是每一页我们都能够读到，在描述具有 Krishna 意识的人是怎么样的表现的。
Why do we read about them?
为什么我们要一直不断的就是阅读这样
？To become discouraged？
是读这个阅读这个内容是为了让自己特别受打击吗
？Well, that's a Krishna conscious person, but that's not me.
啊，然后我们就会说，哦，那是具有 Krishna 意识的人，但是我不是这样，不是我。
Right? Sometimes we may read like, I'm Krishna conscious person, the Krishna conscious person. Okay, Krishna conscious person. All right, where's the Krishna conscious person?
有的时候当我们在读经典的时候我们就说 OK Krishna 意识的人具有 Krishna 意识的人好了那些 Krishna 意识人反正我不是我 那种人在哪呢
I try being a Krishna conscious person
我一直在努力成为具有 Krishna 意识的人
But I find that I have to work a lot and I'm motivated by working a lot
但是我发现我自己要做那么多的工作而且就必须要自己有那个动力去做那些工作
And I find when I don't have what I want, I'm miserable.
而且我发现的话，如果我没有得到我想要的话，我挺痛苦的。
And I find when I get what I don't want, I'm also miserable.
而且我发现，如果就是我不要的东西来到我的生命当中，我也是很痛苦的。
What's all this Krishna conscious person stuff have to do with me?
啊，所以这些个一天到晚描述这些具有 Krishna 意识的人跟我有什么关系？
It just discourages me.
这让我越读越就是沮丧嘛。
I'm not Krishna conscious.
我不是，我没有 Krishna 意识。
But I'd like to be Krishna conscious.
但是我倒是想具有 Krishna 意识。
And that's why we hear about these things.
这就是为什么我们一直不断的聆听这些内容。
Because it stills with us in a desire to become Krishna conscious.
因为我们还是有这种愿望成为具有 Krishna 意识的人。
And one of the things that we have to learn when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read Bhagavad Gita.
当我们阅读《博伽梵歌》和《圣典博伽瓦坛》的时候，我们所要学习的一件事情是
：When we read about persons who are in Krishna consciousness，
当我们阅读到就是说具有 Krishna 意识的人
，Hearing about such persons in Krishna consciousness is meant to encourage us。
实际上，聆听有关具有 Krishna 意识的人的一切，目的是为了鼓励我们。
At least let me try to become Krishna conscious.
这样让我们就是至少让我尝试一下，就是具有 Krishna 意识。
When I read about what happens to those devotees who are Krishna conscious,
当我们阅读到就是说那些个具有 Krishna 意识的奉献者所发生的一切的时候
，When I look and see those devotees who are more Krishna conscious than me.
当我看到阅读到那些个奉献者就比我更有 Krishna 意识
，It awakens within my heart a desire to want to become Krishna conscious.
那么就会这个唤醒我的内在的那种愿望，希望能够也成为具有 Krishna 意识的人。
That desire should be there.
我们应该有这样的愿望。
If the desire is not there,
如果我们没有这样的愿望的话
then one will have to live in the world of duality.
一个人如果没有这样的愿望的话，他就不得不住在具有相对性的这个世界里。
Is there a problem? There is no way to transcend duality.
这如果我们不去努力的话，我们是不可能超越这个物质世界的相对性的。
Because either there's seeing things related to Krishna.
啊，因为呢，就是看问题，就是要么就是看到所有的一切跟 Krishna 是有关的。
Or duality means to see things related to me.
那而相对性的意思就是说，看所有的事情是跟我有关的。
This is good, that's bad.
啊，就是以站在自己的角度评判说这个是好的，这个是不好的。
This was good, but now that's bad.
啊，这个曾经是好的，现在是不好了。
That happens a lot too.
这个是不是我们一直生命当中都发生
Sometimes we think something's really, really good, I have to have it.
啊，有的时候我们就是生命当中有一个阶段就觉得，哎呀，我得到了一件真的相当不错的东西。
But the same thing that was really good becomes a source of suffering.
然后接下来我们会发现，我们觉得特别好的那个东西，成为我们受苦的原因了。
That's the nature of this world.
这个就是这个世界的本性。
There's oftentimes say that this world, Krishna says,In Bhagavad Gita, this material world is endlessly mutable, means it's always changing.
嗯，那么 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，整个的这个世界是一直是变幻无常的。
The one thing that never changes.
有，但是有一样东西是一直不变的。
Is that the fact that this world is always changing?
啊，有一样不变的事情就是什么呢？这个世界一直都在变。
It's the nature.
这个事实一直都没有变。
It's the nature of the physical world.
这个就是这种物理世界的一个特点。
How to deal with all of those changes?
那么我们怎么样的去对待一直不断的这种变换呢？
How to transcend the dualities of this world?
我们怎么能够超越这个世界的相对性呢？
How to become free from the reactions of work?
我们怎么能够不再受反作用的束缚呢？
This is what Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita.
这个就是 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里所教导。
Krishna is teaching us how to come to the platform of transcendence.
Krishna 在教导我们如何能够最后处在超然的层面上。
How to work and not become entangled in the reactions of work.
啊，我们怎么能够去活动工作，但是我们却不受那些工作的结果的束缚？
There's only one ingredient required.
实际上只需要一个因素。
What is it?
Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness.
啊，就是要具有 Krishna 意识。
That's the only ingredient required.
啊，实际上唯一需要的一条就是人就具有 Krishna 意识就好了。
Simply have to add Krishna to everything that we do.
也就是说，我们无论做什么事情，我们都应该。要意识到 Krishna.
Therefore, we always hear about Krishna conscious persons.
这就是我们一直怎么为什么能够满篇满纸都在写具有 Krishna 意识的人是怎么表现的。
We don't hear about karma yogis, jnana yogis.
我们没有在《薄伽梵歌》里就是听到那些个功利性活动者呀，或者是知识思辨者的人是怎么样。
We hear about karma yoga, sakama yoga, nishkama yoga.
啊，我们听到了就是有什么功利性的瑜伽了啊，不是活动瑜伽了、思辨瑜伽了、什么神秘瑜伽了等等。
But Srila Prabhupada always presents everything.From a Krishna conscious perspective.
但是虽然在这个薄伽梵歌里讲了那么多其他的不同的瑜伽，但是 Krishna 啊不是圣帕布帕德总是把 Krishna 意识放在每一项活动里去谈。
As we were speaking about the other day in Taipei.
这就像我们在台北另外一天在谈到的。
The Vedic literatures are very vast.
就是韦达文献是浩瀚。卷纸浩繁的
and all different types of sacrifices are described.
啊，里头描述了各种各样的祭祀。
But we were explaining how Vyasadeva compiled all this vast knowledge of Vedic wisdom, but he was still dissatisfied.
啊，我们当时就描述了，就是 Vyasadeva 虽然他编纂了那么多卷纸浩繁的伟大文献，但是他的内心没有满足的感觉。
Because in this age of Kali Yuga, people will look for.Look for excuses to not have to surrender to Krishna.
啊，因为在这个卡利年代里面，人们一直不断的在寻找各种各样的理由不去 投靠。
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada tried to make Krishna consciousness so accessible.
啊，所以呢，就是帕布帕德就是那么的不断的在强调 Krishna 意识，让人们能够
accessible，
就是可以，大家就不断的容易得到。容易得到。
By giving Krishna in every page of Bhagavad Gita.
啊，也就是说，在这个《薄伽梵歌》的每一页里面，都在谈 Krishna。
Giving Krishna in every page of Srimad Bhagavatam.
啊，每一页都有。
In this way, he added that one ingredient which is so much missing in this world.
嗯，他用这种方式把这个世界里缺乏的那个唯一的重要因素，啊 ，Krishna 意识给了我们。
Spiritual life is simply the awakening of the desire to please Krishna.
实际上，什么是灵性生活？灵性生活就是要能够唤醒我们内在的那种愿望。什么愿望呢？就是要做一切能够让 Krishna 高兴。
Nitya siddha Krishna prema sajja kabunoi shravanadi suti chitti kori udoi. It's there in the heart of everyone.
啊。也就是说，实际上 Krishna 意识就在我们每个人的内心当中。
And it can be brought out simply by hearing about Krishna.
仅仅透过聆听有关 Krishna， 就可以把这个 Krishna 意识带出来了。
This is the best way to transcend the dualities of this world.
这个才是超越这个世界的相对性的最容易的方法。
It's the easiest way.
是最容易的方法。
To become free from the reactions of work.
啊，是这个不受活动结果业报的束缚的最容易的方法。
We were saying the other day, Krishna is known as Mukunda. He's the giver of liberation.
就像我们在另外一天里头说的 ，Krishna 的另外一个名字叫 Mukunda， 解脱的赐予者。
He eradicates the reactions to work.
实际上呢，是他就是让这个物质世界是怎么样的运作，然后解铃还需系铃人，是不是应该是这么说呀
？And he says sarva dhamma paricchet.
对啊 ，OK， 所以是他规定的，他消除那个活动的结果。
And he says sarva dhamma paricchet yamamekam saranam raja, abandon all varieties of religion, surrender to me. I'll deliver you from all reactions.
啊，所以 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，就是Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说。放弃一切宗教，只归于我，我会保护你，免于最可怕的危险。
This is how the best way how to eradicate all the reactions.
这个是
from fruitive work.
这个是最有效的消除功利性活动结果的影响的方法。
But when Krishna says surrender unto me, we have this idea that surrender to Krishna.
当 Krishna 说投靠皈依我的时候，我们就会想说投靠皈依 Krishna。
It means surrender to the big business magnate who's going to put me to work and take all the fruits.
是不是就是投靠皈依，就像那个大老板似的，然后让我就是辛苦工作，然后把什么东西都拿走了那种人呢
？That's what we think it means.
啊，我们就是这么想的。
Or like I sometimes say.Like、we think surrender is like waving the white flag.
啊，或者我们有时候把这个 surrender 这个词，把它英文翻译成投降，就是举着白旗，我投降了，我投降了。
Right, two sides battling in a war.
Yeah, 就是两军在对打的时候。
And one side sees that's it, we're defeated, we're not going to make it.
啊，然后有一方输了，然后也打不赢了，他就 OK， 行了，算了，我们反正不可能赢了。
If I don't want to be killed, I have to surrender.
如果我不想被杀的话，我必须投降。
So they put up the white flag.
然后他们就把那个白旗举起来了。
And as soon as they put up the white flag, then the enemy comes in and chains them to one person to the next to the next.
然后一旦这方的士兵投降了的话，对方的士兵就来了，把他们一个个绑起来，都连成串了。
They take him to the prison.
然后就把他们给弄到什么战俘营去了。
Put a ball and chain on their foot.
啊，甚至脚上也给你弄上脚链。
And then hard labor.
然后在战俘营里头就一直不断做苦工。
Breaking rocks.
啊，然后一天到晚的就是击打那些个石头。
That's what a surrender means. Surrender to Krishna means breaking rocks.
啊，所以那是不是投靠服从 Krishna 的意思就是让我一天到晚的做苦工砸石头去啊
？He defeated me.
啊，他打败我了。
Now I have to break rocks.
现在我必须去砸石头去了。
That's not what surrender means.
这个不是这里头讲的投靠服从的意思。
Surrender simply means that we think of Krishna.
投靠服从的意思就是说，我们要一直不断的想着 Krishna.
Krishna says, "The manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskaru." Just think of me.
啊 ，Krishna 就说了，只想着我。
Offer your homages to me.
Offer your
homages.
把你所有一切
your prayers.
对你的那个赞美献给我。
This is all he's asking.
这个他唯一要的就是这个。
And he's ready, not just to give you some air to breathe and some water to drink.
说句实话 ，Krishna 准备给我们的东西不是只是什么，给你点空气可以这个呼吸，给你点水可以喝，他不是给的这些。
He's ready to share all the pleasure he experiences.
他是准备把他所感受到的一切快乐来跟我们分享。
Everything.
所有的一切。
The only difference is that.He's supreme and we're not.
唯一我们跟他的区别就是他是至尊者，我们不是。
And if we just accept that,
如果我们接受这个事实的话
，and don't become envious of it,
不要去嫉妒他
，and just serve him,
然后就为他做服务。
He's ready to share all that pleasure that he gets to experience eternally.
他准备把他所永恒的。感受到的所有的快乐都跟我们分享。
Imagine having somebody who only thinks of your pleasure.
啊，我们好好想一下，有那么一个人，他唯一想的就是怎么能够让你高兴。
You don't even have to think of it.
你自己甚至都不需要去想。
Somebody's already thinking about it, and before you even have to think of it.
有人已经替你想了，连你都没有想到的，他都替你想到了。
And they're arranging your pleasure at every moment.
啊，他在每一分每一秒里头都是要让你快乐。
Krishna does that.
Krishna 就是这么做的。
Because that's what gives him pleasure.
因为。他这么做就让他高兴。
He doesn't have anything he has to do.
他没什么事情必须要去做。
He doesn't have to work.
他不需要去工作。
He doesn't have to go to a job.
他不需要去自己去上班。
He doesn't have to build any universes.
他不需要去建造什么宇宙。
He has nothing to do.
他没什么事情需要去做。
Except enjoy.
他唯一要做的，他就是享
乐。What does he enjoy doing?
但是他享乐的，他去享受的那个做的那个东西，那个内容是什么呢
？He enjoys giving pleasure to those who love him.
他享受的就是他想把那些爱他的人，他让他们开心快乐。
That's how he enjoys.
这就是我们享受的。
Imagine having somebody who is only thinking of your pleasure.At every moment,
啊，你去想象一下，有一个人，他一直不断的想着怎么能够让你高兴。
And what happens if that person nobody can obstruct him? What happens if that person nobody can obstruct him?
Obstruct him.
Get in his way. No one can stop him from doing what he wants to do.
啊，你去想一下好了，有那么一个人，他片刻不停的想着让别人高兴，没有人能阻止他这么做。
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yes. 他听起来是不是特别好啊？对呀。
Would if you had that opportunity, wouldn't you want it?
啊，如果你有这样的机会接近这样的人，难道你不想吗
？You don't have to think of your own pleasure.
也就是说，你根本不需要想你自己的快乐。
But how to get to that state?
但是我们怎么才能够达到这种状态呢？
There's one just little ingredient, missing ingredient, which is required to be added.
啊，就差那么一个因素需要我们有。
one has to become a Krishna conscious person.
就是我们必须要成为一个具有 Krishna 意识的人。
A Krishna conscious person is somebody who thinks of Krishna's pleasure.
而什么是具有 Krishna 意识的人呢？就是他一直不断的要想让 Krishna 高兴。
Now we may think that's risky business.
那我们可能就想了，这可是很冒险的一单生意啊。
I'm not ready for that, making that kind of risk.
我还没准备好去冒这个险呢。
I want low risk.
我比较想要低风险的事情。
I'll think of Krishna a little bit, but I just want to make sure that Krishna's keeping his part of the bargain.
我们想的是什么？哎呀，我就不要那么做那么多，我就是哎，我会想 Krishna， 哎，然后呢就保证哦 ，Krishna 就是能够做他的那一部分，啊，这样这个交易哈。
So I'll just test him a little bit. Just
我要去稍微的考验他一下下。
But Krishna says, "No, I like Krishna conscious persons."
啊，但是 Krishna 说。啊，听好了，我可是喜欢具有 Krishna 意识的人。
So if you make a little endeavor to come to me,
所以如果你为了走向我，你只是做一点点努力的话
，I'll make the arrangements so that you can come to me.
那我就会做一点点的安排，让你来一点点的靠近。
You take one step to me, I'll take 100 steps to you.
啊，那么你如果就是向我走一步的话，我就会向你走100步了。
And I'll remove the obstacles that exist between you and me.
啊，而且我会把你我之间的那个障碍把它去除。
No, 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 not that.
啊、oh, ，no, 那不是。
Don't remove the obstacles.
千万不要，千万不要把那个障碍给去除掉。
Don't move so fast.
啊，你不要把那个障碍去除太快。
I'll take a half step.
我不走一步，我走半步。
Not a full step, just a half step.
我就走半步就行了。
If I have to take a half step, then maybe you can take 50 steps, not 100.
啊，那如果我走半步的话，也许你走50步，这样的话不用太快啊，不用太快。
So then we're afraid. It's high risk.
啊，我们就会害怕，我们觉得这个是太高风险的一件事情了。
But if Krishna sees that we're willing to take some risk,
但是呢，当 Krishna 看到我们准备去冒一些险的话
，Where was I the other day? Oh, I was giving a lecture in Taipei.
哦，那个有一天我在台北讲的那个课。
And true yoga.
在 true yoga 我讲的 yesterday.
No, it's in true yoga.
那 true yoga, another.
And After the lecture, someone came up to me.
啊，我就是给那个一个来找我的。
She'd never heard anything about Krishna consciousness.
啊，他这个人是以前从来没有听过 Krishna 意识。
And she was very moved.
但是他当时是很感动的。
In fact, she was
very grateful. 事实上，他的这个眼泪都流出来了。
She was even crying. She said that I've never heard something like this.
啊，他说我从来没听过，就是有这样的内容。
And she wanted to ask one question. She said, "Can I ask one question?"
他就是想问一个问题，说我能问。
I said, "Sure, ask. Yeah, go ahead."
你问一个问题。
He said, "She said, can we test Krishna?"
他问的问题就是我们能够考验一下 Krishna 吗
？If I don't have, if I'm not ready for that yet, but can we?Is Krishna like it if we test him? Is it okay if we test him?
如果我们现在还没有准，我现在还没有准备好，那我想考验他一下。那个 Krishna 会喜欢我去考验他吗
？Because she was afraid that if she tests Krishna, that Krishna will, oh, you're testing me? Oh, forget you.
啊，他怕那个啊 ，Krishna 知道他在考验他，就会觉得挺讨厌的。好，你还考验我，算了吧你。
But actually, Krishna likes that.
但实际上 ，Krishna 喜欢。
He likes that you're testing him.
他喜欢你去考验他。
That's how you'll develop your faith.
这样的话，你就是可以去增强你的信心。
So test a little bit, yet, but you have to surrender a little.
那就是说，所以我们可以就小小的考验他一下。
Otherwise,
但是我们必须要先靠近他一点。
Otherwise, how can you test them?
否则的话，你怎么能够考验他呢
？What are you going to do to test them?
你做什么考验他
？You're gonna say, "Well, look, I'll give you a little something, and let's just see what you give me."
然后我们就啊，就说行，我给你一点点东西，看看你拿什么来给回我。
No, of course, that's not love.
那当然，这不是爱。
That's business.
这是做生意。
I'm going to do business with Krishna.
啊，我要跟 Krishna 做交易。
I'll give you a little bit.
我给你一点点。
Let's just see what comes back.
然后我就看一看你给我什么，有什么回报。
So we're testing a little bit.
所以我们呢，就是做这样的小小的考验。
But then someone may say, well, nothing's coming. I've been waiting all time.
是，但是有的人就说了，我给了一点点，什么都没回来，我已经等了很久了。
So then we might think, well, I can either do one of two things.
嗯，然后我们就想，我们也许可以
I can either forget about Krishna.
哎，我可以做，要么就是我把它给忘了。
Or I can test him a little more, give a little more.
或者呢，我呢就是再进一步考验他，我再多给他一点。
And we look back and we think what our options are.
然后呢我们回头看看我们到底有什么选择。
Like、Arjuna asked a question in Bhagavad Gita.
就像 Arjuna 在博迦梵歌里问问题。
He says, what happens to that person who takes the path of transcendence but doesn't make it all the way?
就 Arjuna 不就是就问了吗那些个走超然之途的人到最后他没成功怎么办
Does he become like a riven cloud?
他会不会像消散的浮云一样什么都没有留下
He's given up things andBut he's not really achieved full Krishna consciousness.
就是也就是他为了走这个超然之途，他放弃了一些事情，最后他又没有得到，就是没有恢复他的 Krishna 意识。
And Krishna says, "Nihapakama nashasi pachavaya navijite." In this endeavor, there's never any loss.
但是 Krishna 在《博迦梵歌》里回答尔朱呢说，你做这方面的努力不会有任何损失。
You'll never lose if you give something to Krishna.
你给 Krishna 一些，永远你都不会，就是是损失的。
Krishna can purify even the most impure place.
Krishna 甚至可以净化最肮脏的地方。
If you give something to Krishna, Krishna knows exactly what to do to bring that person closer to him.
Krishna, 如果你给他一点点的话他就完全清楚怎么能够把你带向 Krishna 意识。
So even if we're testing Krishna,
哪怕是我们考验 Krishna,
Krishna knows
Krishna
what to, exactly what to do.
他知道怎么对待你。
How to bring that person closer to him.
怎么把你给带到 Krishna 意识。
What is that, the story of the thief who wanted to steal Krishna's jewels?How does it go? I can't remember it. Do you know the story?
Krishna,
is it Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu?
No.
No?
Huh? No, that was Nityananda, the thief who wanted to steal Nityananda's jewels. Well, that's a good story, too. Anyways, but that's not what I'm thinking. Never mind. I forgot it.
Okay.
But, therefore, we see so many examples...In Bhagavad Gita.
所以呢，我们在《博迦梵歌》里头，我们看到了有那么多的例子举出来。
And those examples are meant to give us the strength to go on testing.
那么这个所有的这些个例子，都是为了增强我们的信心，让我们继续往前走。
Even though we may not be fully Krishna conscious.
哪怕我们现在不是完全的具有 Krishna 意识。
But if we simply go on trying, endeavoring.
但是只要一个人继续努力
Krishna will take note of that effort.
Krishna 就会注意到我们的努力
And he will remove all the obstacles in the path.
他就会把我们前进路途上的所有的障碍都移除掉
And he will remove all the reactions to fruitive work.
他就会把功利性活动的那些个反作用力全部都消除掉。
And he will reveal himself so that we come to the platform of transcendence.
他会向我们揭示他自己，最后让我们能够上升到超然的层面上。
This is just a little bit about what these verses are speaking about.
这个就是有关这节诗所说的，我跟大家分享的。
I'll read the verse again.
我要把这件事再读一遍。
He who is satisfied with gain which comes of its own accord, who is free from duality and does not envy, who is steady in both success and failure, is never entangled, although performing actions.
谁 满足于自动到来的好处，摆脱了相对性，不嫉妒，平静地对待成功与失败，谁就虽然活动，却永不受束缚。
Any questions?
大家有什么问题吗
？Comments?
评论。
老师，我想请问一下哈，人的本性奇怪哦。我们现在在培养Krishna意识，但是我们的本性就是在这个物质世界里面，就是从事公益性的活动，每次会遇到挫折，或者是说遇到痛苦的时候，然后之后才会再跑回去跟依靠Krishna，然后又一段时间那个脑毛病又犯了，又堕落了这个物质世界，然后Krishna意识就没那么强，但是在人世间，就是说遇到烦恼了，哎，就赶快啊，可能哪边出差错。又跑去找奎斯纳，就是说赶快去培养奎斯纳，怎么会一直在重复重复这个历史？奇怪，都是这样。好了，现在一个挫折，就赶快去培养奎斯纳，意思应该是哪里出差错、然后又回来，好了，没有痛苦了，又回来，又碰到痛苦，又每次都搞成这个样，好像一直不断重复这个数字一报还是怎么样？我都搞不懂。
He feel confused. Why?The people in this world, you know, they practice Krishna consciousness. As soon as the situation becomes smooth, they will forget Krishna and to perform the fruitive activities. And as soon as they feel suffer, and they okay go to Krishna again and again. This kind of things repeat. Why is it like that?
It's called causeless unwillingness to surrender.
他说这个就是叫没有缘故的不想要投靠 Krishna.
There's two types of potencies of the illusory energy.
Material energy.
The illusory energy.
这个错觉能量有两种。
One type of potency throws the living entity down.
有一种能量是把生物往下扔。
And the other one is once he's down, that potency keeps him down.
还有一个呢，就是他一旦下去了，就一直不断的让他再往下去。
Atmaka shakti and avaranatmika shakti.
有两种能量。
Potencies of the illusory energy. So it's that potency that keeps the person.Down, conditioned into. Yes, he tries to surrender to Krishna, then Krishna gives him some pleasure, and then he thinks, oh, now that I've got my pleasure, I'm not suffering anymore, let me be happy in this material world.
就是这样的，这两种能量就在那儿作用。就是说，当我们想要投靠 Krishna, 靠近 Krishna, 然后 Krishna 就给了我们一点点。快乐的感觉，然后我们马上就想到，好、哦，我就停留在这就好了。这样的话，我就会一直快乐下去了，我不用再怎么样了。
I think once it was a long time ago. I told the story. Maybe you probably forgot it about this person in Boston. Who?
Oh yes.
You remember the story?
Yes.
他说我很久之前我讲了一个，就是在波士顿的那个一个人，就试图培养 Krishna 意识那个事情。
You want to say something? Yes, that's right.
Devotees, highly elevated.
Indra.
And, you know, as soon as they get happiness, well, Krishna, bye-bye, and then they go to the world.
So, you know,
it's not pure devotees.
OK, 那这个 Divya Purva 就说了，实际上这种情况在半人人的世界里也是发生的。啊，他做了培养Krishna意识的一些事情，然后被提升到比较高的天堂的职位里头，结果他就说 OK 算了 Krishna 拜拜，不用你了，我自己开始享受快乐。
It's just proof of how powerful the illusory energy is.
所以实际上这个就证明错觉能量是多么的强大有力。
If we see others being entangled in this way, it should give us determination.
如果我们看到别人是这么样的在被捆绑在物质世界里的话，应该让我们自己有力量能够往上去。
To see how powerful the illusory energy is.
因为我们就看透了这个错觉能量它是多么的强大。
And therefore, Prabhupada even once said, one devotee asked Prabhupada, about the, you know, now Prabhupada told one devotee, he said, the difference between you and me is I'll never fall down.
有一次啪啪的跟一个奉献者就说了，他说我跟你的区别就是我永远都不会堕落。
And then Prabhupada said, the reason for that is because I'm always afraid of Maya, and you're not.
他说为什么我永远都不会堕落，是因为我一直都害怕错觉能量对我作用，而你却不怕错觉能量。
We're not afraid of the illusory energy.
我们不怕那个错觉能量对我们的作用。
And sometimes we flirt. You know the word flirt? Flirt with the illusory energy.
我以前我知道怎么翻，但是现在我怎么不知道？我们跟错觉能量在那儿调情。
对啊，在调情。
Flirt?
Yeah. 调情。
Flirt is like a woman who's or a man, anybody.
Do you like
this?
Do you like?
Really? 我们就跟妈呀。
他说那个调情就是那个男人和女人做那种勾引的动作什么之类的。妈呀，我们跟妈呀这么做。
Yeah. Very powerful is the illusory energy.
啊，但是这个错觉能量是非常非常强大的。
So, when we see that happen to others, it should give us strength to not let the same thing happen to us.
所以，如果我们看到其他人是这个样子，就像你刚才描述的，也许你说的就是自己了哈。其他人是这个样子的话，我们应该警醒，我们应该告诉自己不要这个样子。
Of course, there's never any loss.
那当然了，实际上培养归师那意识从来都没有什么损失。
But why suffer unnecessarily?
但是为什么我们要没有必要的去受苦呢？
Which is what will happen if we choose the illusory energy.
我们只要去选择跟错觉能量打交道的话，
after,
我们就是受苦。
After already having come to Krishna consciousness.
尤其是当我们已经来到 Krishna 意识了，已经开始培养了，到最后我们又去找错觉能量。
Anything else?
I think association also very important because someone like him not associate with devotee openly, so always happen.
If you want to instruct?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I said you can say something.
Go ahead, you.
Translate what I said.
No, you say.
我说实际上跟奉献者联谊是非常非常重要的，因为如果一个人总是单独自己去灵修的话，就很容易最后受玛雅的迷惑。
Prabhupada gave you the example of straw.
Straw.
Piece of straw.
就是帕帕德呢，就是举了一个例子，就是一根草。
So you take one piece of straw, it's very easy to snap it.
就一根草拿起来，我们把它给折断了，是不是很容易啊？
But if you bundle that piece of straw in a bundle of many other straws, it's much more difficult to break it.
但是如果我们把草给收集起来，把它捆成一捆，还要再把它弄断，还容易吗？不容易。
Similarly, it's very easy for Maya to break us.
同样
的 if we stay alone.
同样的，如果我们总是就是自己一个人去努力的话，那么错觉能量要打败我们是非常容易的。
But if we keep good association, it's like bundling.
Being
bundled in a bundle of straws.
但是如果我们能够始终跟奉献者有好的联谊的话，那么就像是一把草，把它紧紧的捆绑住，就不容易断掉。
It's more difficult for Maya to break us.
这样的话，玛雅想要把我们打败，不容易，把我们折断是不容易的。
Okay, we'll stop here.
Okay, 我们就在这儿停了。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Nirvana Maharaj Ki Jai.